remains high as the Beatles approach. They're coming up Collins Street, and it will any minute now they will be here. The crowd's broken the barriers. They're thick. They're 80, 90, 100, 200 thick in places. A complete mass of people out here in front of the hotel in Exhibition Street. The police now lost in the crowd. Members of the police force and the armed forces are suffering from the strain. I've just seen one of the army men stagger out of the crowd, being helped out. It's a tremendous job, and full marks to them for it. And all through it, the police horses stand still and serene. They don't move a muscle. They know their job, and they're doing it very well. We understand now that the Beatles have come up Collins Street, the cars pulled into Bourke Street, and they're coming in the Bourke Street entrance of the Southern Cross Hotel, and any minute now, we'll have the Beatles out here on the balcony at the Southern Cross Hotel. The fans are going mad. Everyone's going mad here at the Southern Cross. They're waving, they're screaming. I think they've given up fainting now. They're running wild. There's not much the police or anyone else can do here now. Any minute now, the Beatles will be arriving at the Southern Cross. Their car is in Bourke Street, and the fans are going really mad. Here they come. Here come the Beatles with a police escort, the crowd surging forward, absolutely out of control. Out here in front of the hotel, behind our cameras, where the crowd is absolutely thick. You cannot see an inch of space. All you can see is heads, baskets, and coloured guernseys. The crowd now has broken down from Collins Street. They're running down Exhibition Street. The Beatles are arriving with a police escort. Two police cars, a mounted police escort, motorcycle police. This is not the Beatles. This is a diversionary measure. This is a police escort without the Beatles. They fooled the fans. The Beatles are making an entrance through the back of the hotel. This is a diversionary measure. The cars are pulling through, the fans are going mad, but the Beatles aren't here. They're around the back of the hotel. And the screams of disappointment coming from the fans as they realise they've been fooled. The Beatles are around the back. They couldn't have possibly got them through this crowd to the front entrance. And the policeman is being knocked off his bike here. He can't get through the crowd. The policeman's off his bike. The crowd absolutely pushing through. The policeman's come off his bike. They're trying to clear a way through. The crowd's gone mad. The car's going through. The sirens are going in. It's hysteria. You can't imagine what it's like here at the Southern Cross. Everyone's going completely mad. People are being trampled in the crowd. The horses are pushing the crowd back. The car's going through. One policeman's been knocked off his motorbike already. The Beatles are not here. This is a diversionary tactic by the police to keep the crowd away. The police are having a terrible job trying to get through, and we have never seen anything like this in the history of this country. This is absolutely fantastic. This is being brought to you exclusively by Channel 7's cameras. As the crowd quieting down slightly now, have given away to complete hysteria. The horses are becoming a little bit uncontrolled. One of the cars has been stopped. A girl has been placed in one of the cars and driven away. She was kicked. Everyone's being badly kicked. They're kicking the police cars. A police car ran over one of the spectators and injured his leg. He's been taken away. Policemen are being knocked off their bicycles. The horses are about the only ones that are remaining calm. But the Beatles are not here. They're making an entrance, we hope a secluded entrance, through the rear of the hotel. The fans are going mad here. The crowd is seething and they're breaking completely loose, absolutely out of control. This is absolutely amazing here at the Southern Cross Hotel, where we see tens and tens of thousands of Beatle fans pledging allegiance to their Beatle friends. Hysteria has broken out. The police have practically given up. There have been several bad accidents here. People have been trampled. The crowd has broken loose and everyone is anxiously awaiting the arrival of the Beatles. The buildings are absolutely packed. They're hanging from the roofs. They're hanging from flagpoles. They're everywhere. As you can see now, that is what the crowd is like, completely the length of Exhibition Street between Bourke Street and Collins Street. They're trying to force them back now with little success. The chant is, "We want the Beatles." Another girl's fainted. Another girl's fainted in the crowd. She's right in the middle of it. She hasn't got a hope of getting out. A policeman got to her. As you can see there, they're trying to get her out. Now, this is the sort of thing the police are trying to cope with. Now, this girl is ill. She's in the centre of the crowd. The crowd is swaying. And she hasn't got a hope of getting out. The only space up here is thin air. And that's full of, "We want the Beatles." Crowd going completely mad here. They're completely packed in. You can't see an inch of space. The crowd's going really mad. There are balloons, there are banners, there are all sorts of conceivable means of expressing their love for the Beatles. And we love the Beatles, and this is absolutely wonderful here at the Southern Cross. It's fantastic, and we've never seen anything like it. They're throwing confetti even. There's a policeman down there trying to battle his way through the crowd. He hasn't got a hope. There are several girls that are very ill and they can't get out of the crowd. The crowd is surging forward. They're going right into the hotel. They're surging forward 20 feet at a time. One seething mass of people. We want the Beatles. Yes, they do want the Beatles. They've been fooled and they want the Beatles. In case you've just tuned in, we're broadcasting from the Southern Cross Hotel. The Beatles are here, but so far we haven't seen them. The police made a diversionary entrance. The fans went mad. Hysteria broke out, and the Beatles, we understand, were taken in secretly to another entrance of the hotel. So far we haven't seen them. The crowd know they're here, and they're going wild, as you can see with our Channel 7 camera. The fans all waving now. The police have practically disappeared into the crowd. All the barriers are down, and my voice is just about given out, trying to keep up with this hysterical crowd here at the Southern Cross Hotel. The crowd is swaying at least 10 feet, 20 feet at one time. People are just being carried along. Some of them haven't even got their feet on the ground. There they go. You can see them swaying. The whole crowd, right along the whole length of the street, is absolutely swaying from side to side. Another girl has gone out down there, screaming hysterically. Just screaming. They won't have any voices left. They won't have anything left after today. Some of them have lost their clothing. They've lost their watches. They've lost everything here outside the Southern Cross Hotel. They're going completely mad. Any minute now, the Beatles will appear. The crowd is getting really worked up. Two policemen trying to battle their way through the crowd at one place to get to an injured girl. There are three girls standing very calmly in the middle of all this, just crying. It's absolutely unbelievable. The crowd surges forward once again. They're showing Beatle photos, they're waving Beatle banners. Any minute now, the Beatles will appear here at the Southern Cross. Girls are crying, everyone's screaming, "We want the Beatles." that was the cry, especially for our microphone. The Beatles will be on the balcony here at the Southern Cross in about 2 or 3 minutes. We're just waiting for them to come round. They're in the hotel. They have arrived. The crowd is calming down a little bit. Everyone making one last effort in the crowd. The crowd are having a lot of fun down there. Some of them are really packed in like sardines, but they're willing to have a joke here, and they're really getting into the swing of things as we wait eagerly for the Beatles. And here come the Beatles. Any minute now they'll appear here on the balcony. Any minute now, we're just waiting for the Beatles to appear. Here comes somebody, and here they are. Here come the Beatles. Here they come. You can't hear them above the shrieks of the crowd. This is the moment they've all been waiting for. Here come the Beatles. And you can hear the cheers there for the Beatles. They're approaching our microphone now. Here they are, arrived in Australia. Here are the Beatles.
Deutschland! Oh! 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 Pop the...
Well, you've just seen the Beatles here at the Southern Cross. Hysteria has really taken hold of the crowd now. They've seen their idols. And we're running along after the Beatles to try and catch them now. I don't think we'll be in the race here. We've got to be a mile sprinter. That's as far as we can go. We couldn't catch up to them. They were too fast for us. But the crowd have now seen the Beatles. And all of a sudden, everyone has become very quiet. The crowd is now, this is amazing in comparison to just a few seconds ago of ear-splitting screams and screeches and chants. The crowd now has completely subdued. They're breaking up already, and already they're on their way home. They've waited hours, some of them 24 hours, for a glimpse of not more than 3 or 5 minutes of their heroes, but they're happy. They've got Beatlemania, they've seen the Beatles, we've seen them, we've brought it to you through Channel 7's cameras, and the crowd now waving to our cameras with their We Love the Beatles pennants. You can just hear them. Crowd is beginning to die down. They're moving away now from the ends of the pack. The people in the centre will have to wait at least a half an hour before they can get out. We're going back up to our original commentary position. Now we're going to get a bit of a chant going here for you to give you an idea. Here we go. They're all still full of fun here at the Southern Cross. Oh, we want the Beatles. Just a few of the crowd there whipping themselves up into a frenzy. They're still chanting that we want the Beatles. They've seen the Beatles. The moment they've been waiting for has arrived. And we've seen Beatlemania. Just about the story here from the Southern Cross. We can't tell you any more. You've heard it for yourself. We're absolutely hoarse from trying to make ourselves heard above the screens here. The crowd still continue to move away, but it'll be at least an hour and a half before some of these people can get away. We've had a bit of a disaster over here. One of the canvas awnings has gone. Here we go again. We want the Beatles. Yes, we want Ringo and we want the Beatles. That's the chant that we've been hearing here all afternoon at the Southern Cross Hotel. The fans beginning to disperse now. Still, some of them still waiting, hope of a last glimpse. They're starting to sing the Beatles song. We love the Beatles. And they certainly do. They've really shown it here this afternoon. Yes, that's what it's like here at the Southern Cross. We just can't stop it. They're waiting in hope of a last glimpse of the Beatles. They're not coming out again. They could appear at a window of the hotel. We're not quite sure. Some of them are waiting around. Most of them are waiting around. Many of them moving off, but they're still here saying, we want the Beatles. Still, hysterical girls are being taken away by ambulance men, carried out of the crowd. Still carries on here at the Southern Cross. One of the most original signs and placards we've seen here this afternoon is We Love You Cobbers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's one of the most original ones. The Beatles apparently have appeared at the window. There they are, the Beatles at the window of their hotel suite. People are leaning right out of the windows here at the Southern Cross Hotel. Some of them are right out of the windows, trying to get a glimpse of the Beatles as they came to the window of their 12th-story suite. Yes, there they are, leaning out of the windows, the Beatles, the crowd going mad once again every time they get a glimpse of their idols. John Lennon leaning out of the window now, waving to the crowd. And the crowd still keen on the Beatles. The crowd still chanting, we want the Beatles, and here they are again. Here they are. Chanting, we want the Beatles, and they're waiting anxiously for them to appear at their window on the 12th floor here at the Southern Cross. The ambulances over there are still doing a steady trade with hysterical girls, and here they are again. As soon as the Beatles have appeared at the window, the piercing screams and cheers are heard. We love the Beatles chant, and when they disappear, there you are, you can see a shot of the window now. We're trying to get a shot for you as the Beatles come. When the Beatles disappear, a strange quiet lull comes over the whole crowd. Here we go again. Just an arm, just a finger, even a ring out the window. That's all they want. They just want an excuse to scream and yell and count, we love the Beatles. Well, this is the scene here at the Southern Cross. Now, Let's have a look and see what happened this morning when Ringo Starr arrived from England.